Would the commission entertain a motion to amend the agenda to proceed with item 15?
So moved.
Second.
Dame inquired down here on the right. Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Proceed, Mr. O'Reilly.
Okay. Item 15 is a request for public hearing to consider amendments to Regulation 320 to allow for the use of small mesh gill nets in the special management area on the Eastern Shore. And since next month would be the public hearing, I'll just introduce the item by saying that this stems back to June with the Fisheries Management Advisory Committee met on this issue, made two other attempts to meet, but this had also been a companion issue with the Hampton Roads Management Area. And finally, the FMAC was able to come to resolution in October and is recommending that this area be allowed for bottom fishing, essentially, croak or other species, and that there be a mesh restriction where it would be less than 5 inches. The history of the whole area going back to the late 89 to 91 period was really some user conflict for black drum, recreational, and commercial. That was ironed out back in that time period, back by 1992. So the FMAC has come up with a conclusion that small mesh could be allowed in there, and that's what we'd like to take to public hearing next month.
Matters before the commission, item number 15.
Were you requesting a December public hearing?
Yes.
I would like to have that postponed until January so I can be here. I'll be at a National Marine Fisheries Service meeting for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay.
For the commission.
Is that problematic in timing?
Not at all.
Okay. Move that public hearing
to our January meeting.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to move item 15 on black drum to the January commission meeting. Second.
Second
by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? January.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Item number 16, striped bass. Mr. Grist.
Good morning, sir. Something we don't get to usually say in fisheries.
I wish we said it more often, but go ahead.
We concur. Let me just pull this up. The next two public hearing requests have a little bit of detail to them, so we'll try and make this as quick as possible, though. On striped bass, 252, this is a request. So we have multiple items on Regulation 252 that we're requesting amendments to. I'll just walk through them. First off, we have received